The comedian Lenny Bruce had a great line about religion when he said, people are leaving the church in droves and returning to religion. His point being that the church at that time wasn't getting the job done. When we turn to the book of Revelation, we learn how Jesus had the same view of several of the churches. Most obvious, perhaps, was the church in Laodicea. Turn to Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, and you find Jesus saying, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Yeah, that's direct and to the point, wouldn't you say? Again, that's what Jesus says about the church in the final book of the New Testament. What about in the beginning of the New Testament? How often does Jesus talk about the church in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Once. That's found in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, when Jesus says, And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. However, all through the first four books, Jesus teaches what is needed of the church, which if absent results in no church. There's obedience. Jesus addresses that in John chapter 14, verses 21 through 23, Jesus speaking, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Then Judas, not that Judas, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus shared why it's important to follow true teachings instead of false teachings like the prosperity doctrine, for example. We read in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus also taught about faith in the eternal spirit. Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. And, of course, there's prayer. More specifically, righteous prayer. We learn that in Matthew chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. For a church to be a true church, it needs to honor the word and the will of God. The teachings of Jesus in Luke 11:23 certainly sets that in stone. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters.